Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Harris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball towards left. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Cardenal tags and scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Horton reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Davis moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Fisher covering. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Aparicio scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Alomar scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Fisher catches it and throws to third to double up McCraw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Barry reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barry moves to third. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Paul. Aparicio moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5. And the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.